In the Texas town where I grew up, a high-profile rancher once claimed to be an heir of the Spindletop oil fortune. He was illiterate, but he lived in the luxury of corporate jets and lavish parties. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Many people invested millions of dollars in this rancher's business opportunities, but all of his opportunities turned out to be a fraud. He was exposed as a complete swindler, and no one wanted to be known as ever having attended his lavish parties. Likewise, we must guard against the deception of the great swindler. Satan wants us to believe that we own what we have, when we really are only temporary trustees of what God provides. Pastor and teacher John Piper says that Christians, without realizing it, are often guilty of embezzling God's property. The remedy is to acknowledge that God owns everything and commit to faithfully steward what He's given us, and that includes giving His possessions for His purposes. Now, I suggest you make a deed listing everything that God has entrusted to you, anything that's under your control. Then transfer your interest to God, terminating your claim to the property. King David prayed this, "Everything in the heavens and earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as being in control of everything. Riches and honor come from you alone, and you are the ruler of all mankind. Your hand controls power and might, and it is at your discretion that men are made great and given strength. Honoring the true owner will keep you and I from embezzling what is rightfully his." Now, don't forget that December is the most important month for charitable giving. If you've been blessed by this ministry, please consider a gift to this radio station and also to Crown at crown.org. That's crown.org.